Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the icon, the legend, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, absolutely. A rich woman's love and a poor girl's dream, JT. We're going to rock this house this week. I am so excited for all the news we're going to give the 6 million Mouthing Off Nation. Strap yourself in because it's going to be a wild ride, Jackson.
Yeah, we got some exciting stuff to talk about. We're going to get into some NFL, Major League Baseball. The NBA playoffs are up and running, and it looks like there are definitely teams that deserve to be there and other teams that aren't quite ready yet. But we'll get into the WWE also, as we have to, with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
We're going to get to the nitty-gritty of some things today, Jeff. And, you know, what's great about Mouthing Off? We don't bite our lip. All you woke bastards out there can kiss my white happy ass, because you're not going to dictate me. You're not going to dictate Jeff Taylor. You know why? Because we're stars. You know what a star is, you jackass? We put up ratings. We make money. We do what we want to do when we get ready to do it. 230 pounds of twisting steel and sex appeal. And you can't get better looking than this boy right here. So let me tell you something, you woke son of a guns. Strap yourself in. You're going to hear a bunch of stuff that you are not going to like, but it's the truth.
Yeah, listen, Eddie, that's what we like to consider ourselves, as the anti-woke sports show. And if that's what you're looking for, you found it here. And if you didn't know this already, you can go check us out anywhere you get podcasts. Search Mouthing Off. If you missed anything, if you want to go back and listen to prior episodes, you can get it anywhere that you download podcasts. Mouthing Off with Eddie Mansfield and Jeff Taylor. So go check that out. We'll be right back, Eddie, after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
It's your last chance to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off fine jewelry and 30 to 40% off pajamas from Charter Club and more. Plus, find beauty and fragrance gift sets from Lancôme, Coach, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give love today at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
That's right, we're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, the NFL just can't seem to go away. And we talked draft over the last several episodes. But we're going to get into a couple of things that were not draft related, not season related. It's all off field. And one of the stories doesn't involve a player that will be suiting up this year, but he's a guy that everybody knows and everybody either loves or hates. Eddie, we got to talk about our friends over at odark30.com. Odark 30 is where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Rashee Rice. You know, Eddie, I play fantasy football and I'm in a keeper league, and I've got to stop keeping wide receivers because I kept the kid from the Oakland Raiders that got into a car accident and he unfortunately killed someone in a car accident and he's gone from the NFL. And this time I kept Rashee Rice, who looked like he was going to be the stud of the Kansas City Chiefs, but it turns out he can't drive. He's racing his car at 119 miles per hour and caused a 6-car crash, which he and another player now are being sued for over $1 million for, and was arrested for that. So the Chiefs have drafted a wide receiver and to come in and replace him. And it doesn't look like he'll be with them this season. We'll see what goes forward. But now he's under investigation for allegedly hitting a photographer. This guy can't get it together.
No, he can't. Hey, I'm going to give you a scoop.
Give it to
me. Since I don't play, you know who's going to be the sleeper wide receiver this year?
Who?
Beckham.
He went to the Dolphins, and that offense was...
Let me tell you something.
Yep.
He will light that up because he's going to be the one that they don't cover.
The Dolphins have an explosive offense
already.
He's going
to light it up. Oh, my goodness. All you got to do is just get a little block and let him... You know, Tua has a quick release anyway, and if you can just get him back just two steps and let him throw that ball to these wide receivers that he has. I mean, he's got three all-pro wide receivers. And you know something? Let's go back to Eli Manning. Eli Manning won two Super Bowls without one all-pro wide receiver. That speaks volumes. And when you're speaking volumes, Beckham can really take them over that little hump that they're caught in with the Dolphins, because Dolphins are loaded for bear. I mean, they are a fun team to watch. They really are. They remind me back in the day when you used to watch the film with Dan Marino and Clayton and you know who, right? Super Duper and the Mercury Mars and all them little guys. Let me tell you something. He'd light you up. Dan Marino would with them boys.
Yeah, but it never won him a Super Bowl. He had all of those great wide receivers, and the one thing that they could never seem to figure out was how to mix in a running game with the wide receivers. But I have a feeling that young Josh McDaniel in Miami is going to be able to figure this out.
The nerd.
I don't think he is a nerd. I think he's one of the coolest coaches of all time when it comes to coolness. He's a good friend of a comedian, Dan Soder, who I'm very fond of. And they grew up together. And Soder claims that McDaniel is one of the funniest people on the planet. And he does...
Well, he probably is. He looks that way.
Yeah, he seems to be one of the cooler coaches in the NFL. Maybe what they need.
He's a damn good coach. I can tell you that. I mean, he knows his X's and O's, and he knows what needs to be. You know what he is? He reminds me of Belichick. And I know all you people, how in the hell does he remind you of Belichick? Well, let me tell you how, you dumbasses are not listening. Let me tell you this. Bill Belichick was a student of the game. That's exactly what he is, a student of the game.
Yeah,
he does. And a damn good student, too.
He does seem to know, going into games, how to coach against the team that he's playing. But also, he seems to make good adjustments. Now, he hasn't had the success with the Miami Dolphins yet.
But he's new.
I know. But he had a team this past season that could have definitely been in competition for a Super Bowl, and they didn't make it. But you're right. He's new there.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, Jeff. Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying, though. But I will say that I've never been a Tua guy. I'm not impressed by Tua, but they've surrounded him with so many weapons, and that team is well coached. They've got the guys in place to take him over the hump, and if Tua can do it, I will say I'm wrong, but until he proves me wrong, I'm still of the opinion that Tua is not going to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Speaking of Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, though, Eddie, let's talk about Tom Brady, a guy who also could win without great wide receivers. He always seemed to have a great tight end, but some of his wide receiver core was less than, and he was able to overcome that. But Tom Brady is in the news now because he did a Netflix roast. And it has not gone over as well as everyone planned. Giselle is very unhappy with the roast. I don't know that Tom cares about what Giselle thinks anymore. His ex-wife is unhappy
with
the roast.
Well, she's giving that booty to somebody else. He shouldn't care.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's his
booty's
problem.
Booty's going down the road, you know?
Yeah, his beef came when Jeff Ross made a joke about Robert Kraft, basically saying he retold the story of Tom Brady going into Robert Kraft and said that, I can't remember what the exact quote is, but basically, you drafted the guy who's going to change the face of this organization. And Jeff Ross said that he then said, "Want a massage?" And Tom Brady got up from his seat and went over to Jeff Ross, who had just made that joke, and Tom Brady clearly wasn't aware of the fact that his microphone was still hot, because he said, "Don't you say that again." He might have even dropped an F-bomb and basically told Jeff Ross that Robert Kraft was off the table. The funny thing about this roast was that Nikki Glaser, who is a very funny roaster, she's a very funny comedian. Maybe I am a chauvinist when I say this, but it's very difficult for me to find a female comedian funny. That may just be a taste thing, but I'm not the only person who would ever say that female comedians aren't funny. They have to really overdo it to become funny. Roseanne, obviously hilarious. Joan Rivers, hilarious comedian. There are hilarious female comedians. Nikki Glaser is one of them. But I feel it was kind of out of bounds for her to write a bunch of jokes about Tom Brady's children. Then I guess they had a meeting and they said that they were going to leave the kids off the table. They weren't going to make these jokes. But then days after this happens, she goes on Howard Stern, one of the biggest shows on the planet, and she tells all of the jokes that she was going to make about Tom Brady's kids. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, I feel like it would have been better for you to make these jokes to his face as opposed to days later going and telling them to the entire world on the Howard Stern show.
Well, that's what she is. The ass end of it. You know, the last thing that goes over the fence with a chicken?
Its back feet.
Is ass.
The tail.
So she made a complete ass of herself.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that move.
She's a, you know something? Tom Brady doesn't have to prove anything to anybody else. He is the man. And if you don't like it, and you don't like his roast, don't show up, you dumbass woman. You know, I'm sick of these damn women that flaunt themselves. Oh, I'm here, I'm this, I'm that. You know what you are? You ain't squat. You're just like a south end of a northbound mule. And that's all you are. And if you can't understand that, you are stupid. I'm telling you, Brady was having fun. You don't need to bring his kids in into jail and all this other crap. You know, he has so much funny stuff that he's done. Enjoy it. I mean, you remember, hey, I watched the other night, this late night, man. I was in late. You know me. It's like I was in late and had a Dean roast. You know how they sell those damn tapes, you know?
Yeah. Did Dean Martin.
And then had a Dean Martin roast. Man, what a hell of a damn roast, man. They need to learn. They need to go back and watch the videotape from them guys. They know how to do a roast. Believe me, they had John Wayne, they had everybody on that damn thing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I feel like if you choose to go up and be roasted, there should be nothing that's off the table. I feel like if you've...
No, why?
Yeah, if you're on that dais and you've decided to be roasted, nothing should be off the table. Your kids, nothing. But she made a good joke about the fact that she was going to say, hey, after this, you want to make out, you can pretend I'm your son. Because there was the famous picture of him kissing his son on the mouth when his kid was arguably too old for that. But I don't like the fact that they didn't make the joke on the roast to his face. And then she went out and talked about it on a huge radio show afterward and basically told the jokes.
Yeah, and you notice is she, hey, Jeff, you ever notice she didn't make fun of her hemorrhoids when she was on there, did she?
No.
Yeah, and she's got a hemorrhoid on her ass end and a hemorrhoid in her mouth. So it's like, I mean, so you can take preparation H on both ends and you'll work. It worked very well for you.
Can you eat preparation
because you're
H?
Nothing but a joke.
Can you eat preparation H, Eddie?
Yes, she can.
All right. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off.
She can rub her gums with it.
All over the world.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm host Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie.
Yeah, Mercy. The love is in the house, baby.
Eddie, we got to talk about our friends over at odark30.com. Odark30 is where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Absolutely. You know something, odark30.com, that's for real men and women too.
Everybody.
But one thing about it, it's five-star clothing. It's a line that is top notch.
Five star clothing.
You want to be a tough guy and look like a tough guy and act like a tough guy. And you are probably most guys that wear that are real tough guys. That, let me tell you something, it holds up. It is great, great, great stuff.
Five star brand, five star people. Go out and get yourself some real men, real women's clothing from a real man and a real woman in the DePauls. Eddie, there's talk about the fact that the Houston Astros might need to sell off some of their assets to begin a rebuild, to rebuild around their youngsters like Jeremy Peña, Kyle Tucker, and Hunter Brown. Justin Verlander at the end of his career, Jose Altuve past his prime, Alex Bregman, is he the guy you want to keep around, or could you bring in some pieces for him? And Yordan Alvarez getting older too.
No Bregman. No way.
You stick with Bregman?
Oh, without a doubt. He's a clutch guy. And you know something? I wouldn't unload these guys until after playoffs. And I'm going to tell you why. Altuve, he comes alive. I mean, he needs to retire as an Astro.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Eddie. If you do that, first of all, they've got to make the playoffs because right now they're in last place in the AL East. They've got to make the playoffs. But also, if you're going to retire an Astro, you've got to know when to retire an Astro. And Altuve's been there a long time. He's been the face of that franchise. You know, there have been the ups and the downs, accusations of cheating. And I just wonder if he's 34 years old, does he help that baseball franchise continue winning if he sticks around until he's 40? Or for a guy that's a little tiny guy who plays a middle of the infield position, is 34 around the time you got to start saying, do I stick around or do I go? And do the Astros keep paying him a huge paycheck to stick around when they're going to need to pay these young guys eventually? And think about what you could get back in a trade for Yordan Alvarez or Justin Verlander. And I mean, they already shipped Verlander out once and brought him back.
Yeah, it didn't work. They need to keep Justin. Because he's really big down the stretch. He's a gamer.
Yeah.
Keep him. And if you want to unload him later, that's fine. Altuve, never. Bregman, never. So what you need to do is fool around with the numbers and see what will work and how much money do you have left, or do I need to go in the coffer here and do whatever I need to do to keep my team in place? Because let me tell you something, getting rid of people, that's the old Yankee bull. Yeah. You know, they buy players and they get rid of you in 3 years. Well, that doesn't mean anything. The Astros have built within and all the way up. Let me tell you something. Leave the Astros alone. Let them do their thing, and they will find the money. Because if money is out there, I mean, hell, if they needed money, they can just call Mattress Mac.
Well, here's the thing, though, Eddie.
He can afford 3 or 4 ball players. Just name him what you want, and he can pay them all.
Do you think that you do that at the detriment of your team, though? If the team, if they wait too long for a rebuild, then Jeremy Pena becomes a guy who's at the end of his run. Kyle Tucker becomes a guy that's in the end of his run. And then you're bringing in new guys who are going to be, you got to either, the saying, or get off the pot. So if this team doesn't succeed this season.
Well, the nice way to say it is fish or cut bait, right?
Yeah, all right, thank you. They got a fish or cut bait because they you can't continuously keep trying with the same guys, because you eventually, Altuve, Verlander, who's surprisingly still in the league at this point, Bregman and Alvarez will be at the end of their careers, and then Pena, Tucker, Brown are in their prime and they're still playing with these guys and they're just not good enough, and you're keeping the guys that could be playing second, third, first, starting pitcher out of those positions in the minors. You're not bringing up your kids. It's such a delicate balance. And
hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You look at Verlander, right?
Yep. I'd rather look at his wife.
Why in the world do you keep, how does he stay so young? What's his wife's name?
Kate Upton.
Well, that'll keep it 23 all day long.
I think Verlander's just a winner. And if his,
he's a winner from the get go.
And I think he's a guy that will stay out there, much like Nolan Ryan, until his arm is about to fall off before.
Well, he's a winner and he loves the Astros. I'm telling you, that's how come he came back with the Astros.
Yeah.
Because he hated the Mets. The Mets are so screwed up, they can't even, it takes 10 Mets to unscrew one light bulb. That's how stupid they are.
I feel like the Mets need a top-down shake-up, new owner, new management, new everything, because I think they have the highest payroll in the MLB. They have very little to show for it, and I don't know if they're trending in the right direction or not, but it's going to be an interesting thing. I mean, obviously, the Astros could put it together. It's very early in the season, and then this will be a laughable conversation that was had by a couple of guys in May, and in October, the Astros will be just fine, and they'll be competing, but it is an interesting thing.
Hey, you know what's really interesting?
What?
You remember the World Series last year?
I do.
It was kind of all Texas, wasn't it?
Well, the AL championship was Houston and Texas.
And then what was the other one?
The Arizona Diamondbacks versus the Texas Rangers.
Okay.
The Texas Rangers.
Look at the managers for the Astros and for the Rangers. They were older.
That's not the case anymore, though. Dusty Baker's gone. And
well, but I'm not finished.
Okay.
Before I was rudely interrupted. So here's the deal. You need to go back and get some of these older guys who really know the sport, not some of these younger guys who think they know the sport. And that's where they can win it all.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I'm the owner of an organization, every manager that I ever hire will be a former catcher, because they seem to be turned into the best managers. The Rangers could have Pudge Rodriguez as their coach. He would have been my choice had I owned the Rangers, but I don't. And I agree with you and disagree with you, because you got a guy like Buck Showalter, who's been in the league forever, and he's having some success now, but he's had some disastrous times. And some of these young guys come up. I mean, remember when Joe Maddon was the talk of the town in Tampa, and then he goes to the Cubs and he wins a World Series for the Cubs after their long wait. And he wasn't young. He's not young anymore, but they brought in a guy who thought differently and did some great things. Before we get to break, though, I want to bring these two things up. They've brought in these two guys who are near their prime from overseas, in Shota Imanagas. And Shoto Imanaga and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And Shota, who went to the Cubs, has that rising fastball, and he is dominating the sport of baseball right now. He's got a 1.08 ERA with a 0.82 whip, 43 Ks and 7 starts. He's 5-0. And Yamamoto for the Dodgers was the guy that was the big news. And he's got off to a relatively slow start. He's 4-1 in 8 starts. He's got carrying a 2.79 ERA and a 1 whip, which is an ace by anybody's standard. But still, being with the Dodgers and being with the fanfare he came in with, he was underwhelming, but it looks like he's getting his stuff together. Is this a new trend that we're going to see? I know this isn't the first time ever that guys have come from overseas and been a huge thing in baseball, but we've got now three of the biggest pitchers, although I know that that the other Dodger isn't pitching right now, but he's still a stud hitter. Are we seeing something going on here where they're going to start bringing these guys over more and they're going to dominate baseball? It's an interesting thing to wonder if the Japanese baseball system and the Korean baseball system isn't going to be integrated more into Major League Baseball.
Well, that sucks. I mean, they're loading up on all these Japanese and these Korean guys. You're taking away a lot of spots from a lot of great American ball players.
Well, there are a lot of guys that are overplaying in Japan and Korea to get a break for the MLB, but I'm less looking at it from a American versus Japanese or American versus Korean, and just wondering if the baseball over there's gotten so good that their stars are going to start coming over and being great in the MLB, which it's looking like that's what's happening right now. So I thought it was an exciting thing. But listen, we're out of time. We got to go. We'll talk about more after this on Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Mouthing Off will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Important news. Mother's Day is only 2 weeks away, but don't panic. Go to Kohl's. I was just there, and they have great prices on gifts for all of the moms in your life. You can pamper her with self-care favorites, treat her to Glam Sephora finds, get top picks for her coffee fix, and more. Plus, if you shop now, you'll save 20% on some of your gifts. Yep, it doesn't get much better or easier than Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends April 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPD LLC. Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, Then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Melbourne, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Mercy.
And Eddie, we're going to talk about the NBA. The NBA playoffs in full effect. We're down to the final eight teams. Not a whole lot of huge surprises in who's made it to the final eight. But what is surprising so far is that the juggernaut defending champion Denver Nuggets are on the ropes. And we'll get into that after we talk about our friends over at odark30.com, because they are not on the ropes. They're up and coming. Awesome clothes. I'm not going to read the copy this time around. I'm going to tell it from my heart, because you know I love the boots. I love the t-shirts. I love the fact that when I walk around these days, I see a lot of guys walking around with the American flag on their sleeve. They're wearing things that are very patriotic. And that's the kind of stuff that you get when you go to odark30.com and check out our boy Lenny over at Odark 30.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, if you want to be a real man, you go to odark30.com, because you're getting the best from the best without a shadow of a doubt.
America.
If you want to be a winner, go to odark30.com and I guarantee you'll be a winner.
Yes, sir. All right, well, Denver, everybody was thinking they were a shoe-in coming out of the West. The West is very strong right now, but they ran up against a juggernaut in Minnesota. They lost game one. It was a good game, but Minnesota pulled off the win in Denver, which was a good win for Minnesota. But then game two, and also in Denver, they were blown out. Rudy Gobert had his first son. So their NBA Defensive Player of the Year center, Rudy Gobert, wasn't available for game two. So it looked like this game was all Denver. It was a shoe-in. But Minnesota came in there and blew them out 106-80. And the Nuggets were never really in this game. They got it to within 10 in the beginning of the second half, but they were behind this entire game. Nikola Jokic looks like there's not a gear that he can get into. I mean, Nikola Jokic is the best player in baseball, in basketball. It's hard to argue. Jamal Murray looks like he's not 100%. And I just don't know that team can get past Minnesota unless they can turn those two things around. Jamal Murray needs to be healthy. They need to hit three-pointers. Aaron Gordon needs to be better. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope needs to be better. These guys need to step up, because Nikola Jokic, it cannot carry this team past Minnesota. It's got to be a team effort. Minnesota, they have Anthony Edwards, and I've heard a lot of talk about Anthony Edwards, Eddie, being a Michael Jordan, and I laughed the first time
that's
I heard
a joke.
I thought so too. I laughed about it the first time. But what you watch this kid play, man, he is a winner. He's a stud. And they may have a Michael Jordan-esque player on their hands in Minnesota.
Well, you can have a winner, and you can have a guy that can step it up. But you're talking about, please. I mean, just show me. You show me, I will agree with you. I mean, Michael Jordan, when he steps on that basketball court, that was just sheer pure magic. I mean, nothing like it to this day. And hey, good luck with that guy. Hey, tell him, send him a message.
Yes.
Buy him some Air Jordans.
Well, I don't know what their deal is, but I feel like quite a few players probably do wear Air Jordans. That's the thing about Michael Jordan. He was pretty much beloved. He made more Chicago fans than the city of Chicago did. He was a beloved player. And you look at guys like Kobe Bryant, who had skills, and he was talked about being the next Michael Jordan. But he wasn't. He's beloved, but he was never as beloved as Michael Jordan. A lot of people argued, you know, he would have never won without Shaq, and then he wins without Shaq, but there's already this this talk of, you know, Kobe's not Michael Jordan, and he'll go down in history as top five greatest NBA players of all time, but he was no Michael Jordan. And Anthony Edwards, we'll have to see what happens with him. The clock is definitely ticking. He's a very young player, and he's got potential, but we'll see. That's the hard thing to overcome. LeBron James will never be Michael Jordan because he's not universally loved like Michael Jordan was. Even if he was beating your team, the Indiana Pacers hated Michael Jordan. The New York Knicks hated Michael Jordan. But at the end of the day, when he got off the court and he wasn't playing your team anymore, you had to love the guy. Listen, OKC is a team that we talked about a few episodes ago. They have the youth movement going on there, and everybody said they're a great team, but the youth is going to be a problem when they get into the playoffs. They won game one against the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic looks tired. He doesn't look like he's going to be able to pull this team over the hump against this Oklahoma City team that just looks incredible, Eddie. They've got number one overall pick. Chet Holmgren is their center. He looks like freaking tall, lanky, barely bearded child out there. He's very thin, but he's a star. They've got this kid out of Australia, Josh Giddey, who, you know, has been playing professional basketball since he was 17 years old in Australia. Now he's over here in the U.S. He's a tall, incredible point guard. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I don't know if I'll ever be able to say his name properly, is their star. And that team looks so good. It looks like they're going to get past the Mavericks, and it looks like it's going to be Oklahoma City and Minnesota in the Western Conference Finals right now, but we'll see how that shakes out. The Knicks, everybody in the NBA offices wants the New York Knicks to make it to the finals, and they came out strong against the Indiana Pacers, another youngish team. I mean, they have Miles Turner still there, who's been on that team for a long time and was their young star, and now he's more of the veteran, but they've got Tyrese Halliburton, who is an up-and-coming star in the NBA. They got a great team in Indiana, but the Knicks have Jalen Brunson, who seems to be a guy who the Dallas Mavericks missed out on. They should have kept him. They should not have let him get away. It would have been incredible to have Jokic and Jalen Brunson out there. But the Pacers got a boost when center Mitchell Robinson was knocked out of the Knicks lineup. He looks to be out for the rest of the playoffs, 6 to 8 weeks, they say. So interesting things will happen in that New York-Indiana series. And basically, everybody believes that Boston is on a mission to win the title this year. They're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs are overmatched. Donovan Mitchell has been a guy who's been able to take over entire games and be the guy in Cleveland. He can't do that against Boston. That's going to have to be a team effort to get past Boston. So we'll see who comes out of the East, but I feel like this is the West's year. Boston may be able to beat Denver, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, or Dallas, but it's going to be a tough road to row. But of course, we've got to get into the WWE, Eddie. And the big talk in the WWE right now is Cody Rhodes. And does he turn heel now that he's got the belt? He's been a heel in the past. Do you think it's time for him to turn heel?
No, he's the face of the WWE. And he is the best. Well, he's like his father, American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. He's got, let me tell you something. When I walk into a room, I look like a star. When Cody Rhodes walks in a room, he looks like a star. And he is a great baby face. I'm a heel. I've always been a heel, but people always wanted to love me. Now, I don't know why. But I can tell you one thing. Cody Rhodes is the face of the WWE, and AEW let the box office walk out the door. That's what I'm saying. And now let's talk about Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch won the World Women's Championship, right?
Yep.
Okay. They said that Rhea, that old stinky ass Rhea Ripley was hurt. I think that they put her on the shelf without beating her because Becky Lynch, they're going to have to find some people like some of the girls to work with Becky because they don't have Charlotte Flair. If they'd have had Charlotte Flair and her, they would have been magnificent matches. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And now, when you look at certain things, look at the AEW. They look like the washed up WCW. Their entrance looks like old time WCW. And they you know what I call AEW?
What's that?
Wheelchair wrestling. They have went to the old folks' home and brought them all out and hoping they're going to do something. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Tony Khan. You've listened to people that are going to take your business down. If you're not smart enough to step your happy ass up and get rid of these people, and when I hit the jabronis of the week here shortly, you're going to hear what you need to do. Because I'm going to tell you just like it is, and I don't really give a rat's ass what you'd like. All you're going to do is piss your damn daddy's money away down the tube to a bunch of crooks and a bunch of idiots that can't draw you two knobs of goat shit. You know what that means?
Yes. Eddie, we've talked about it before. You've got to build stars. You can't just go out and buy them and rehab them, rehash them. You've got to build stars. And
it's like when I went into IWF, I created the IWF. I'm the first guy to ever soundstage professional wrestling. I created the Smoking Guns. They were long riders for me. They became the Smoking Guns. I had Rod Van Dam. I had them all in the IWF. I create stars, Jack. You can't create stars. Tony Schiavone can't create stars. Jim Ross can't do crap. All he can do is talk out of that hemorrhoid mouth of his, all puckered up. And you know something? He can't make you a star. All he's doing is ratting you out. And let me tell you something. So is Tony Schiavone. They're taking you down the toilet.
Well, you said the
names. There ain't even a tidy bowl man there.
You said the names. Let's hit the segment. Who's it gonna be, Jabroni
or the week? Oh, that's easy. Jim Ross, let me tell you something. You thieving bastard. You took advantage of Leroy McGurk. When he took you out of a small, dusty town that didn't mean crap and taught you and gave you the opportunity to be an announcer. And you know what you did? You and Bill Watts turned on him. And not only did you wait till he left his offices, but you locked his offices up and ship all his stuff to him. But let me tell you what, coming up next week, I'm going to have, and Jeff's going to have, a one-on-one with somebody that's going to out you and Bill Watts like the son of a bitches you need to be outed.
That's exciting, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Love. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off. All over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, it's been a fun show. And wow, what a tease you just threw out there for next week. That's exciting stuff. Stick around.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna
absolutely,
you're gonna see some cool stuff coming out of the Mouthing Off world. Excited to hear about it. We got into the MLB, we got into the NBA, we got into the NFL, we talked wrestling. Eddie, we got to talk about our friends over at odark30.com. odark30 is where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
It's always the best. I mean, when you listen to Mouthing Off, all our 6 million listeners each and every week love us, and we love you too. And don't you ever, ever forget that. JT and myself have the utmost respect for our fans. And we love you. Well, thank you so much. Are all around the world.
They are your fans.
All the bases. All the, you know, everywhere.
They are your fans, though, Eddie. You're like the cake and the icing, and I'm the little statue that you put on top of the cake that may or may not be edible, but you couldn't have the cake without it, so I appreciate it. Listen, we'll be back next week with more Mouthing Off all over the world, as you heard Eddie tease that we're going to have some cool stuff, and I look forward to that, Eddie. A lot of fun stuff coming up on Mouthing Off. Pay attention, and if you didn't know this already, you can go check us out on anywhere you get podcasts. Search Mouthing Off and check out the podcast version of this show. If you missed anything, if you want to go back and listen to prior episodes, you can get it on Apple. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it anywhere that you download podcasts, Mouthing Off with Eddie Mansfield and Jeff Taylor. So go check that out. And we're going to start putting some stuff up there, too, that's more long form. So it's exciting stuff.
For Jeff Taylor, this is Eddie Mansfield saying to all the Mouthing Off Nation, all 6 million strong, see you next week.